you know, with the repressed, with that which has been avoided, with that which blocks the greater light of our being from shining forth. And mystics have gone through it in throughout the ages, and humanity now, as it experiences the more significantly, I think, the limitations of the social systems which we've created, which we're living here under, is reevaluating the world that it's co-created, the world that it's manifest. And the spiritual awakening of many is moving out of suffering and limitation, which is the end of that dark night, into basically the beginning of a new civilization, a new phase of existence and evolution on the planet. And that's what the Mayans were talking about. The end of the calendar is the end of linear time. And humanity is going through, I think, the most difficult time on Earth. And it will get more difficult, actually.
Yeah, I believe that too.
But, you know, the end is glorious, and mm-hmm. it's a great opportunity for all of us. So I'm happy to take a caller, if you like.
Okay, let's take a caller and see who we have here. Hello? Do we have a caller on the line? Hello? Are you still there, Scott?
It's the caller of silence.
Yeah, I unmuted.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll go back to that.
Tell me, what's your interest in the dark night of the soul, or what angle of that is interesting to you?
Wow, you know, I went through, when I first started doing, what I call spiritual, when I say I woke up to this burning desire to jump into spirituality, and I came from a very religious family. I was born and raised in a very religious family, and I always thought spiritual and religion were all the same. And, you know, as time went on, I learned that was totally different to me anyway. So when I started jumping into my spiritual development, I started going through processes and symptoms and signs that I of my, you know, even physical symptoms, emotional symptoms, and I couldn't figure out why I was, you know, happy one minute and upset and sad and depressed the next, and I didn't understand why I was here, and I was just going through all of this, really a lot of turmoil. I felt like I was, like, I really felt like, you know, maybe this was a bad idea, you know, this spiritual development and everything that came with it. And so I started getting online and just kind of looking up, you know, spiritual symptoms and just really just kind of throwing stuff out there on Google and see what came up. And I kept coming back to definitions of dark night of the soul. And there's a lot of them online that give you symptoms. And after a while, I started realizing that a lot of them are just cut and pasting them and sharing them. But I would watch the videos, and I just felt like it was, and I really hate using this term, but it's like I felt like I was, I don't want to say born again, but that's kind of the way I felt. Like I was just different. I felt and I saw things in a different way. I was starting to understand energy, which I never really thought about before. And there was just a shift, you know, in me. And I see that, and I felt like a sponge. I felt like I have to know this information. I'm reaching out to anybody that will listen and talk with me. And I just felt like that was kind of an ending and a new beginning, and it's constant. It feels like it's just kind of a constant thing. So I try to share my insight with other people because I see and hear them going through it too, and that's kind of what I felt the dark night of the soul was about.
Well, I think for wanderers particularly, it's usually painful living in human society. There's often a sense of alienation, not belonging, not fitting in. There's confusion and hurt at the negativity and aggression, hostility, darkness of society. There's an oversensitivity, you know, to the painful aspects of human life and this world's condition. And part of that dark night is to make peace with being here, to realize we chose to be here, and comforting our sorrow for the limitations of the human world and the limitations of having a 3D body, expanding really our sense of trust and faith that it's all held by divine grace, this world, and whatever happens here, including suffering. And so, many people are going through deep purging now.
And really, yeah, and that's what it feels like. It feels like a purging. It just feels like you've just cleaned your entire house out. You're going to redecorate, bring in everything new. I have another caller. See if we can get this one on the line.
Okay.
Hi, are you there?
Hello, Renee.
Hi, is this Nathan?
It's Nathan, Greg, and Shane.
Oh, well, hi, you guys. Did you guys have a question for Scott?
Yeah, although I think he sort of answered, I'm not sure. Greg came up with the question, how might one go about discerning the sort of degree of maturity of when one is channeling?
Good question. Hi. It's like we have to know it within ourselves to be able to evaluate it in another or in the channeling source. So it would be a question of what maturity looks like and feels like to you, and how well can you recognize it in your own process. Basically, it would be a focus on principles, on the principles of our transformation and the global process, rather than a focus on facts and figures and transient information like, well, on the Pleiades, they eat, you know, green light for breakfast, and they ride around in these ships. Information that you can use and touches you deeply in terms of purpose and transformation. I would say that that's of maturity. And so it's a matter of, you know, trusting yourself and your own discernment.
Well, I don't know if you got this connected, but hopefully that answered his question. Because he dropped out, you know, he dropped off the call. I don't know if you lost him or not, but
okay.
I have a question for you. For those, there are some people listening that may not even are aware or have even heard of walking DTs, wanderers. What would you say to these people that are just listening, that, you know, to maybe help them identify or even, you know, connect in the dots, and if there are any?
Well, I would say that, people shouldn't believe what they, because based on what somebody else is saying. If they remain skeptical, that's just fine. And don't believe something just because, you know, other people say it. But the whole notion of walk-ins, wanderers, dimensional shift, all of that, basically comes from, is one way of interpreting a larger view of our existence, that we don't begin and end with one lifetime. We are not the body, and in fact, we're not even the mind. And there is greater cosmic purpose to life on Earth. And it involves a great span of time. It's based in reincarnation and karma, the notion that we are spiritual beings that have an unlimited potential and need lots of experience in this world and others to manifest it, to be all that we can be, that kind of phrase. You know,